if you've been the victim or you feel as if someone has tried to lure you into a scam on Facebook recently, you'll want to listen to this. And we want to hear from you if you've been the victim of something similar when you listen to this story. 03 30 80 55 55, if you don't know the number already. A listener contacted the show to tell us how she had been targeted. Mara Little is 71 years old. She's been a fan of the social media site Facebook as a means of keeping in touch with friends and family. But last week, she fell victim to fraudsters trying to con her out of money through the website, and she wants to warn others about it. And we also want to find out if this is a particularly widespread thing with this same scam. So I spoke to Mara and began by asking her if she was a regular Facebook user and if she gets lots of benefit from using it.
Yes, it's my family. I live in Lyle, and my family live in Lisburn and Belfast and London, and this is the way I came in contact with them.
So it's a nice way of knowing what everybody's up to, Mara, and keeping in touch.
We can Facebook each other and talk, FaceTime, and we can see each other as we're talking, which is good.
So Facebook's been working well for you until one day you get this message.
Yes, on Friday.
And tell us what happens.
I got a friend's request. Now, the friend's request was a girl that I had known in Belfast years ago, and I accepted it. And she came on and she's asked me how I was. How was my family? And I says, my family's great. What about you and all of yours? And she wrote back, Mara, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband. And then she says, I'm debating here. She says, I got a grant for £90,000. She says, and I don't know what way to spend it or invest it. And I says, well, invest it wisely and look after yourself. Spend some on yourself, because she's had a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
She paid £2,000, and they give her the name, told her to go to the post office, and they give her the name to take the post office where the money was to be sent to, which she done. And two of her friends each done £1,000. Now, the three of them are so embarrassed with what they've done, don't even let their family know.
So they've been taken in by this scam?
Yes, yes. And quite a few more people have been taken in by it.
But you obviously realised that it was a scam?
Well, I come up, one of the paragraphs come up and said, I can't remember every word because I can't get onto my Facebook to say it. Don't let anyone see this. So I wrote back, they asked me for my date of birth, and I put down 12/1/55, and they said, that's a lie.
So they knew, even though you had suspected that it was a scam and you gave some information
give,
that wasn't
yes,
correct.
I give false details in, and each time I'd done that, it was coming back to lie.
So what did you then do?
I went on down and I says, is this some sort of scam? And I come back, no, ma'am, it's not a scam, it's the real deal. You've worked all your life, you've paid taxes, and you're entitled to this money back again.
And again, it was the same thing, send us £2,000 from your post office and we'll give you 90.
Yes.
Too good to be true, Mara.
Yes, well, I know that. But I just kept on with the money here because I knew there's something wrong with it.
Yes.
And then I said something at the end of it, and my friend came in, and I was on my house phone to the police at the time, and whether they've heard me talking to the police, but they started deleting paragraph after paragraph. So I turned it off altogether. And then when I tried to go on my Facebook again, I couldn't get on.
So they have now hacked your Facebook account?
Yes, and they have taken my... Now, they sent my grandson. I actually have messages on my mobile phone if you wish me to read them out to you.
Well, is this an example of some of the messages that they have sent that pretending that they're from you to your grandson, are they?
Yes, I've sent them to my grandson and I've sent them to a few of my friends.
So give us a flavour then, Mara, of the sort of thing. They've hacked your Facebook account and these are the sorts of messages that they're sending to members of your family and to your grandchildren. So give us a flavour of some of the messages.
Right. The first one is asking her, not bad, how are you, what have you been up to? Are you going to Marty's birthday party? Now, Martin's my son, And I'm his mother. I didn't even know he was having a birthday party. So they've hacked into my Martin's Facebook as well. And then, but it's not showing you what they're writing, it's showing you what I'm writing. And my grandson wrote back, and he actually thought it was me.
In terms of that message, that would suggest that they are hacking into a group of users to get as much information about, you know, friends and family of various people so that they can make it seem totally plausible that they know as much information as possible about your family or your grandson or your son or whatever's going on. And they're not just sort of bland, generic messages that they're sending out. They're messages with detail.
Yes.
So what have you then done in terms of maybe contacting people to let them know that this is a scam or that you have been hacked and that you've been blocked and you're not able to get back in again?
Well, I can't go on Facebook to get to them, and I don't have their phone numbers to phone them.
Mm-hmm. So you're worried that messages are being sent to your friends now, perhaps trying to lure them into the scam?
Yes, and then when they get onto my friends, then they get onto their Facebook, block all, take all their friends.
Yes.
The vicious circle just keeps going and going.
Well, you've also contacted the police about this as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
What's happened there?
Well, I contacted the police in Newton Ard. The ones in Newton Ard was very helpful with me.
Right, okay.
So they were very, very helpful, lovely fella. And they gave me a phone number for the fraud squad in London. The reason I'm doing this is because there's people out there who are old age pensioners, maybe use their life savings and do this, and then they're ashamed to tell their families. And I want everybody to know when this comes up on their Facebook page, do not go into it. If then somebody sends them a friend's request, which they already have, do not accept it.
And the other thing as well, if it's not already too late, Mara, and any of your friends on Facebook who perhaps have been contacted by you on one of these messages, at least now, if they're listening, you're able to let them know, because as you've already told us, you don't really have any other way of contacting many of them.
No, and I don't want people to think it's me sending, although it's coming over as if it's from my Facebook. I don't want my friends to think it's me doing this.
It's a terrible thing, Mara, and I'm sure it's happened to many other people, and many maybe letting us know about various other scams that are out there at the minute. And it'd be good if they could tell us, you know, as you have done, to help warn people off. 03030 80 55 55 is the number to call this morning. How thankful are you, also, Mara, that you know you're as bright as what you are, and you were able to clock onto this straight away because of that paragraph that you told us about, and it hasn't ended up costing you money. It hasn't cost you £2,000. You must be pretty relieved about that part of it.
Oh, yes. I had no intention of sending money to them, so I hadn't. But I just wanted to see how far they would go. So I did. And I would just wish everybody that's getting this, they ignore it and send no money. No matter what comes up on Facebook for money, do not send it.
And the other really worrying part of it as well, Mara, the fact that they were targeting children, you know, your grandchildren.
Yes. And this is telling me if you're over 15, you don't have to tell your mummy and daddy.
That's what they said in one of the messages.
Yeah.
Mara, we'll look into this, and hopefully, as I say, some other people out there maybe listening will be able to give us some of their experience and what has happened. But nice to talk to you this morning.
Thanks very much for your
and,
help.
And hopefully many of your friends and your Facebook friends out there will be able to get that message that you want to get across to them and other people who may see one of these messages in the not-too-distant future.
Thanks for taking the time.
And that was Mara speaking to me just yesterday morning after the programme. So if you've had a similar experience, as we were saying, similar scam, maybe the same scam, your Facebook has been hacked in a similar way, 03030 80 55 55, or you can email the programme, nolan@bbc.co.uk. Facebook have told us that they are investigating the incident after we brought it to their attention, and the PSNI are saying that since June 2015, anyone who's been a victim of fraud should report it to Action Fraud, who investigate all fraud and cybercrime reports in the UK. Action Fraud taking all fraud and cybercrime reports and providing advice to citizens. So that was Mara's experience. And as I say, if anybody else has had a similar experience, then do get in touch with us, and we'll try to build up a sort of a file, and maybe get a bit more of a response from Facebook, and at least be able to pass the details on to them.